What's up, guys? Today on Sports Spectrum, we have a fantastic conversation with Tim Horton, who is serving with the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs as their assistant football coach doing special teams. He's also the running backs coach, 34 seasons coaching at the Division I level, and his father, Harold, was also a decorated college football coach at Central Arkansas, a former Arkansas Razorback player. His dad, Tim Horton's dad, Harold, won two NAIA titles in 84 and 85 at Central Arkansas. And Tim Horton went on to play college football at the University of Arkansas and then had coaching stops at Appalachian State, at Arkansas, Auburn, Vanderbilt, a couple stints with Air Force, and that's where he is now, getting ready for his 11th year with the Air Force Academy. This guy has great stories. He has a great personality. You could certainly see why you would want your kid to play for a Tim Horton, and man, does he love Jesus. And you can sense that, staying connected to Christ, making sure the priorities are faith, family, and then football and coaching. Tim Horton is our guest today on Sports Spectrum. It's coming up in just a moment. First, I want to thank our partners, Compassion International, the most trusted child development ministry in the world, releasing kids from poverty. That's all you got to say to me, and I'm in. My wife, Dawn, and I, we sponsor two kids with Compassion. We believe in the mission and its importance, and I want to recommend that you sponsor a child as well. What you're doing when you sponsor a child, by the way, is you get to connect with a kid from the other side of the world who's living in impoverished situations, and you're providing hope. You are providing them a chance to be released from poverty. Food, education, medical care, vocational training, and it's all done in the name of Jesus. Every kid in the Compassion program gets a chance to hear the gospel and respond to it. And I've met many a kid who's gone through the Compassion program and came out on the other end and said, I am so thankful that my relationship with Jesus happened because of Compassion International. That right there is worth its weight in gold and a chance for you to get involved right now with Compassion. You can sponsor a child by going to compassion.com/sportsspectrum. That's the website, compassion.com/sportsspectrum, and pray about sponsoring a child and releasing them from poverty in Jesus' name today. Tim Horton, he's at Air Force, and he's joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Jason, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today. It's an honor to be with you.
It's great to talk to you. We got to start where we both hopefully have our lives centered around, and that's Jesus. Let's start with Christ. Who's Christ in the life? Who's Jesus in the life of Coach Tim Horton?
Well, I like to say this. I like to say, you know, a coach is what I do, but a Christian is who I am. And I hope that on a daily basis, that is the center of my life. I certainly want it to be. Sometimes I unfortunately get deviated some, but I hope that is the center and obviously the foundation of who I am.
Do you ever get caught up as a coach in, you've done this a long time now, in the identity struggle that so many people in coaching and athletics and student athletes and even professional athletes struggle with? Do you ever get caught up in your job becoming an identity sort of battle with you and your faith?
I don't think there's any question about that, Jason. It's probably happened to me more when I was a little bit younger. Now that I've been around the track a few laps, I probably, hopefully, keep things in perspective a little better than I once did. But when I was a younger coach, that was something that I struggled with. And now, hopefully, through time and hopefully gaining a little bit of wisdom, I think I'm better at that.
Is that something you can pass on now too a little bit? I mean, there's probably so many things, right? Including, you know, I've in my life being 50 now, I look at myself as, hey, I want to give back all wisdom, whatever I've been able to accumulate over the years. And that identity factor is certainly one of them. Have you seen that as you've mentored and talked to younger coaches?
I have. And really I've enjoyed that stage of this career. You know, hey, I think I'm starting my 34th season as a Division I football assistant coach. And, you know, you've got former players, you've got former managers, you've got former student workers that are all out there in the coaching profession, and hopefully having an opportunity just to nurture them along the way is something that I've really enjoyed, because I think back to when I was at the Air Force Academy the first time coaching, I had some great, great mentors in Fisher DeBerry and Richard Bell and Chuck Peterson and Dean Campbell, and just guys that were just great, great Christian role models for me.
Talking to Tim Horton here on Sports Spectrum. Share your testimony, if you could, how you came to faith in Christ.
Well, I'm a Silver Spoon kid. I grew up in the church, and when the church was open on Sunday morning, I was there. My mom and dad are still alive. They're in their mid-80s now, but we were going to be in church every Sunday at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so knew Christ, but really came to know Christ in the seventh grade at a faith week camp in Northwest Arkansas. And have been so fortunate, because I've had so many great role models with my parents and their parents, and obviously now my wife and her parents. And so, you know, my faith has been a part of me really since birth. But in the seventh grade is when I first kind of understood, okay, what is this about? And I want to devote my life to serving Jesus.
In Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm guessing football, knowing your dad is a successful coach for many years too, football was a part of your life since birth too.
It was really, we didn't know any better and probably still don't. So that was always a big part of it growing up. And even now it's kind of, I don't know if this is fortunately or unfortunately, that's kind of the way it's been for our children as well.
So what's the best lesson you learned from your dad? I mean, he was a successful coach for many years, and you've been in coaching now 34 seasons. You know, what's some of the lessons that you learned from him about navigating faith, navigating coaching, and doing it at a high level?
You know, I think every person you encounter, whether it's someone you work with or your parents, there's things that you learn. You learn things that are good, and this is the way I want to be. And you learn some things that maybe I can do it better. I think one of the great things that my parents have done for me is they've given me a wonderful example of how to be a Christian. And I mean, they look like two teenagers now. When they walk out of the house together, they're holding their hands, you know, and what a great marriage looks like and what a great marriage should be. Those were things that were a great example. One thing that I've shared this with my dad before, one thing that I think I learned from him that I hope I'm better than he was is balance and, you know, not making that win or loss, you know, so devastating or so euphoric, trying to keep that balance of success. And I can remember as a kid growing up, I mean, you know, there would be periods of time where I would never see my dad except maybe on Sunday morning at church. And I've tried to do that better with my children. And I think that I have, but just the Christ-like example and the marriage example that my parents have been for me is, you know, something that I really, really appreciate and love.
Was that hard, or has that been hard? You should talk about balance, just pouring into marriages. I mean, you hear it a lot in the coaching profession. The marriages don't last quite long, especially when it's the football world. There's so many hours in the day and so many hours that you have to spend, especially in season. What's been some of the keys that you've seen to make that work through those years?
I think, Jason, first and foremost, it starts with being intentional. I mean, I've got to... I used to really enjoy playing golf before I got married. Once I got married and we started having children and, you know, they had activities and they didn't particularly like playing golf, I've gotten away from it. Now, maybe someday I'll get back to it, but, you know, I've been very fortunate too. And, you know, particularly here at the Air Force Academy, it was like this way at other places I've been as well, is I really try to include my wife as much as I can, you know. When you know, she can come to practice and, you know, I can get home and eat dinner at a place like Air Force. I really get to do that almost every night, which at some schools you don't get to do that. But I've really tried to include the parent, the kids and my wife as much as I possibly can, just so we can spend time together and we can, you know, every day. We did it this morning. We do it every morning. You know, my wife and I get up every morning and we have a little devotion every morning. We're going to read the Bible. We're going to read our little, you know, daily devotion. And I love that. And, but I had some examples to show me that much earlier in my life as well.
So as you're coming out of high school and you're choosing colleges, you choose Arkansas, which makes sense. You're in Fayetteville, but was there ever a thought to go play for Dad at Central Arkansas?
Well, Dad was actually at the time the head coach at the University of Central Arkansas, and they were really good. I mean, his worst season as the head football coach at UCA was his first year, and they lost two games. His last 4 years in that time period, I think they won 38 in a row.
Wow.
So I did think about going to UCA and really have a strong, you know, feeling for Conway, Arkansas and UCA, but I wanted to try to compete at the highest level, and Arkansas was the best scholarship I got at the highest level, and really had a lot of respect for Ken Hatfield. Coach Hatfield was the head coach at Arkansas at the time, and he's a wonderful Christian man, a wonderful coach. And at the time, they're not doing it now, that's for sure, but at the time, Arkansas was really good, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Who are some of the names that we would know that you either played with or against during that time you were in college?
Sure. You know, Steve Atwater. Steve was a great safety for the Broncos, and we played together for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Martin was a first-round defensive line pick for the Saints. Barry Foster had a great career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was our fullback, played with Barry for 3 years. Quinn Grovey was our quarterback, but I was fortunate enough to be at Arkansas at a time when it was the winningest senior class in the history of the school. So we went to the Orange Bowl, the Liberty Bowl, and won two conference championships and went to the Cotton Bowl. So we had some really good teams, and those are some good memories.
Yeah, those are some good players you mentioned too.
Yeah,
particularly
those are real good players.
Steve Atwater, who is a Hall of Famer. I mean, so it's pretty cool to be playing alongside
him. Good person too.
Yes, I've heard that from many people I've talked to. So when does coaching start to enter into your dad's a coach, so I would presume, hey, that's something that you could easily follow in the footsteps of, but a lot of people veer away from that too. For you, it was pretty much right after you finished playing that college coaching at least was an opportunity for you.
I majored in business, the Sam Walton School of Business at the University of Arkansas, and really thought I would go into business once I graduated. My junior year, I had a position coach by the name of Jerry Moore. Jerry Moore is a great Christian man. He and his wife, Margaret, are as top shelf as you can get. And Coach Moore left Arkansas after my junior season to become the head football coach at Appalachian State. And so after my senior season was over, I had kind of made the decision, if I get drafted, I'll go try the NFL. If I don't, then I'll just move on with my business career or whatever. Well, the way that it worked, and my lights just went off here, so I'm going to stand up, get my lights going.
That's okay. This is real time happening here on the podcast with Tim Horton.
Jerry Moore called and said, hey, do you want to come coach the receivers at Appalachian? I know you're going to graduate this summer. And I said, I'd love to. I never asked what I was going to make. I was restricted earnings. And Jason, my first year coaching, I made a grand total. My salary for the year was $3,000. So my second year, it was six. I then got married. So now, you know, I've got my wife did not marry me for the money.
That's right.
And then year three, I was up to $12,000. And so I kept doubling my money from three to six to 12. And then I was thinking, if I can do this every year for a while, I'm going to be pretty well off. But I was at Appalachian State for 9 years, but Coach Moore is the one who really gave me that first opportunity. Once I did it, I was hooked, and I've really, really never considered anything else.
No, that's a great lesson too, to not, if you want to do this and you love it, understand that you might not make a whole lot of money. That's really any profession. Whenever people ask me about broadcasting and media, I talk to a lot of college students and a lot of college classes, I'm like, don't get in this for money. Like, do you love it? Yes. Okay. Get in it for the love of it. Get better at it. And that will come. That happened with me. It sounds like it happened with you too.
You're exactly right. And, you know, before we started, we were talking about our daughters.
Yeah.
And both of our daughters are teachers. And, You don't get into school teaching for elementary school kids for the money, And so
Yes.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's a, do what you love, and from that point, things will kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah, I truly believe that too. You've had a lot of stops. You mentioned App State, Air Force the first time, Arkansas, Auburn, Vanderbilt. You come back to Air Force. How would you describe this coaching journey that you've been on over 34 years?
Well, it's funny, sometimes people will say, well, did you enjoy a certain spot more than the others? We've loved every place we've ever been. I mean, we love Boone, North Carolina, and Nashville, Tennessee was awesome, and we love the plains of Auburn, and it was really neat to be back at my alma mater. And I mean, there's no better place than the Air Force Academy. So we've almost thought of it as just one of we're on God's journey, and we get to touch people at all these different places, and every stop along the way we've loved. And I don't know if this is, I think I'm in the fourth quarter. I don't know if I'm early in the fourth or late in the fourth,
Yeah.
but I'm in the fourth quarter, and whatever God has in store, whether that's to stay right here at the Air Force Academy or move on somewhere else, we're going to enjoy it and we're going to embrace it.
Yeah, I like hearing that. What's the biggest difference between Tim Horton, the coach now, and Tim Horton, the 20-something coach? Let me throw another word in there. The Christian coach who is starting out at App State and the Christian coach, Tim Horton, that I'm talking to right now.
I hope this doesn't sound bad, but I was pretty mature and pretty grounded in my faith from the start. I tell you something that happened early in my career, and it was for me as well as my family, is we went to FCA coaches camps in Black Mountain, North Carolina, in Estes Park, Colorado, in Branson, Missouri. And
Yeah.
that was a lot of times our summer vacations. We would go for a week or 10 days, and I was going to church camp. I'm a 24-year-old coach with my new bride and now my new daughter and later son, and we're going to FCA coaches camps. And that was really a great way to start my career early off, because I think it helped ground me, and it helped me see coaches like Clyde Christensen. Clyde Christensen was a longtime NFL assistant coach, but
He's the best. Yep.
he's the best.
Yeah.
But, hey, I got to watch Clyde when I was that young coach, and I wanted to be where he was. And now I hope that I'm where Clyde is, because obviously Clyde's retired. I'm where Clyde is, and I hope some young coach can look at me and my wife Lauren and our children and say, you can be this Christian coach, and you can be successful, and you can do it the right way and walk with the Lord every day. And so I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think I probably haven't changed a whole lot.
How hard is that though, to walk every single day with the Lord as a coach? Because I've talked to many coaches who say the struggle is, how can I look at coaching as a vehicle to live out my faith when I'm being paid to win games and to perform, if you will, and to have, results. And yet that's not the gospel. It's completely opposite with the gospel. But you could see coaching, like you said in the very beginning of this interview, as a vehicle to share the gospel. How have you seen that kind of evolve over the years?
Well, I've been very lucky. I have had several head coaching opportunities over the years, but I, for whatever reason, I haven't taken it, or maybe it wasn't the right time or the right fit or whatever.
Yeah.
But everyone I've ever worked for the most part, I worked for a Christian head coach. And starting with my own parent, my own dad, as a parent, and then Ken Hatfield, who I played for at Arkansas, Jerry Moore at Appalachian State, Fisher DeBerry at the Air Force Academy, whoever, Derek Mason, Houston Nutt, and now Troy Calhoun. I've had some great Christian head coaches that some of them I tried to emulate on a daily basis. I mean, you're crazy not to try to emulate Ken Hatfield or Fisher DeBerry, because they're the kind of coach that every parent wants their son to play for. So I've been really fortunate that I've been in an environment for the most part that was very Christ-centered. And hey, every Wednesday morning at the Air Force Academy, we're going to have a staff Bible study. And it's been that way for the 10 years I've been here. That's how it was at Auburn. That's how it was at Vanderbilt. That's how it was at Appalachian State. And so I've been in really wholesome, good environments that helped me grow as a Christian, as well as a coach.
That's discipleship. You just mentioned it, and that was going to be one of my questions, was discipleship. How do you stay connected to Christ in and out of season? This Bible study sounds like one way.
You know, I've thought about this too, Jason. I think I've been in it 34 years, and 33 of the 34, I've been in a Bible study. There was only one place, one stop, one season that I was not. And I'm kind of kicking myself for saying, well, I had to do it some other places, I'll kick it off, I'll get it going. And I didn't do that at that one spot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what is it? It's, in fact, here, it's on a card right here. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. You know, Proverbs 11:25. Well, I get refreshed in those Wednesday morning Bible studies. And to be honest, I get refreshed every morning doing that daily devotion with my wife.
Yeah. So much of it is about others, pouring others. I mean, that's what that proverb basically means. And that's what coaching is, right? Serving others and getting out of your own way. Is that something you've had to work through as well? Because it's easy, even as an assistant coach, to make it about yourself. How am I doing? What's everybody think of me? And so much of the success that I've seen on so many coaches at different levels and different sports is, let me make it less about me and let me just pour into other people.
You know, you asked the question earlier about, you know, coaching at a service academy. And that's one of the things that I truly love about working at the Air Force Academy. Unfortunately, in college athletics and college football today, there's so many kids and coaches, players and coaches, that are playing for the name on the back instead of the name on the front. Mm. And that's one of the things I love about the Air Force Academy is, hey, we're pretty good. We've won 40 games in the last 4 years. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yep.
And we've got it's so team oriented. It's so big team, little me. And so name on the front, not name on the back. And that's one of the things that, unfortunately, I think we're seeing in society is it's all about me, me, me. And that's one of the things that I really love about being at the Air Force Academy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the uniqueness of being there versus, you know, an Auburn or an Arkansas or Vanderbilt. We're not naming any specific schools, but just the stops that you've been on. The Air Force seems like such a unique place, not just because you're coaching college football, which I'm sure is still college football wherever you go, but it's the Air Force Academy and the what that represents and what that means.
It really does. And hey, let's give credit to what's going on at the Naval Academy and at West Point as well, because we may not want to admit it, but we're all kinfolk.
Yes.
And you've got a clientele, you've got your team that they are there at that school to serve, and they're here to serve our country first and foremost. And they've got to make an oath to do that when they come here and when they stay here. And so you don't have to do that in the Southeastern Conference. You don't do that in the Big 12. You don't do that in the Big 10. And so it's in a time that college athletics is just going crazy, it's really refreshing to be at a place, like a lot of times my friends will say, it's almost like you're going back in time, because we're probably one of the three schools that is kind of like you want it to be.
Yeah, but you still want to win games too, right, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you what, if we don't, they'll fire us too. So, you know, I mean, you got to win.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't matter where you are. You still want to win games, and the competitor in you, I'm sure, prepares for that each and every season. So let's close with this. What's the lesson in your life that you feel like God has been teaching you lately? You mentioned fourth quarter. I've been feeling that too. Maybe late third, early fourth when I'm turning 50 years old, but I still feel like you're entering into a different stage of life. What's the Lord showing you and teaching you at this stage of life?
You know, Jason, I think the thing that I try to really show through an example to the people that I'm around on a daily basis, particularly our young coaches, our players, our GAs, you know, our student workers, whoever it may be, is life's balance. And, you know, hey, let's keep the most important things the most important things. And that starts first and foremost with our relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, you can say that's what it is, but do I show that in the way that I live each and every day? also is your family and, you know, our faith, our family, our friendships, and then let's get to our football. And so can I live that on a daily basis? And can people that are around me on a daily basis see that?
That's beautiful. Faith, family, friendship, football, the four F's. I like
there
that.
There you go.
And
there
the three, they got to be in that order or else that's when everything gets out of whack.
Or right? then you fail.
Yeah. which you don't want to get that fifth F, right? That's right. Oh, that's a great point, Coach. Well, listen, this has been phenomenal to talk, to catch up, and shout out to our friend, mutual friend, Ren Aaron for connecting us. Ren is, like you say, top shelf, one of the best guys you'll ever meet, and I just appreciate him connecting us, and great to talk to you, Coach. You're awesome.
Hey, Jason, thanks, and hey, I want you to be a Falcon fan, okay? So you got to cheer for the birds, okay?
I will do that. I cheer for Indiana Wesleyan first. They're an NAIA small school because I'm invested there. That's where I'm like paying for my daughter to go to college. But Air Force, let's go. I'll cheer on the Falcons for sure.
There you go. Hey, thanks so much. God bless. And just continue to be a difference maker for the master coach because you are.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
And many thanks to Tim Horton for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. Wasn't he great? Awesome guy, great coach, 34 years coaching Division I football. I think he's doing something right, and it's so cool to talk to somebody who's on, as he says, the fourth quarter of life and the fourth quarter of coaching. He's got a lot of wisdom to pour out, and that's the kind of guy I want to talk to, somebody with a lot of wisdom who can pour into me and give me some wisdom to take away. I hope you guys, just even the last few seconds of hearing what he had to say in putting faith first, Jesus first, then family, then friends, and somewhere after that is football. And did you hear what he said? He said, if you get those out of whack, you're adding a fifth F, which is failure. Now that right there, take that to your small group, take that to your church, to your devotional, the next time you're talking to a group, especially athletes, and steal it. I'm telling you, give credit to Tim Horton, of course, but that's worth its weight in gold right there. So I appreciate Tim Horton for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. Special shout out to our friend Ren Aaron as well for connecting us. Certainly love Ren and appreciate all that he does for the kingdom. This was phenomenal. And we thank Tim Horton for being here today on Sports Spectrum. Our website is sportspectrum.com. You can go there at any time. You can go there right now if you want. You can find this podcast there, all of our podcasts for free. You can also go and check out our stories, articles, devotionals, all available right there at the website, sportspectrum.com. Very soon, we will be having a Sports Spectrum app coming your way that I'm going to tell you all about, give you a chance to go download it, and that's where all the content will be. But for now, go check out the website. Then you'll familiarize yourself with Sports Spectrum and be ready so when that app comes this summer, you're ready to roll. SportsSpectrum.com is the website. And again, whatever app you're listening to this podcast on, maybe you're on Apple or Spotify or iHeartMedia or Amazon or wherever podcast app you're listening to, just click that subscribe or that follow button. That way you don't miss any more conversations like today's with Tim Horton. We thank you guys. We do love you guys. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your love for Jesus and your love for sports and tuning in to Sports Spectrum today. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time right here on the show.